Questions are being raised about a Liberal fundraiser for the health minister and MHA for the Gander District, John Haggie. The $250 a plate fundraiser was held last night at Ballyhaly in St. John's and was organized by the Gander Liberal District Association. Health Minister John Haggie joins us live by phone. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm fine. So tell us why it was important to hold this dinner, first of all.
Well, this had been a gesture of appreciation for our supporters. We were very conscious of the constraints around Alert Level 2, and so we chose a recognized venue used to hosting events and able to accommodate the small group that we had with all the necessary observation of public health guidelines.
And is the district that you're raising funds for in dire straits? I mean, is it a desperate needs situation?
The districts are funded solely by donations of supporters. Our district funds have been spent in the last election campaign, and so under normal circumstances, we would spend a period over the time between elections in replenishing those funds. So it's kind of like normal activity, but it was something that had been planned for some time. Once we'd gone to Alert Level 2, and we had the ability to hold small events well within the capacity that was stipulated by public health.
And there's been quite a backlash on social media over this, so I'd just like to put it to you. I mean, how do you justify holding this event, especially in light of the very public discouragement for everyone else to not have gatherings this year?
Well, we're talking about gatherings in a different setting. Our concern from a public health point of view, as expressed by Dr. Fitzgerald, is around crowded kitchens or basements. This is a commercial venue used to hosting events way bigger than this, which are still permitted under Alert Level 2. Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador have had a really difficult year, so this was a way of helping to support them too. The hotel and restaurant industry have had their challenges.
But, I mean, when people see government officials gathering together, I mean, do you worry that they think that they can do the same thing?
I think the issue there is simply around the circumstances. We followed all public health guidelines. Dr. Fitzgerald's concerns, like other chief medical officers of health, is in actual fact what happens in an environment where there is no oversight, there is no formal organization or name-taking, and you can't keep physical distancing. The advantage of a venue like that is you can have tables for bubbles, you wear masks, you obviously take them off when you eat, there's 6-foot distancing between bubbles, and the necessary public health guidelines can be followed to the letter.
And I mean, the building malcontent, let's say, on social media last night, do you have any regrets now? I mean, do you think that perhaps it was poor optics to have this dinner last night?
I think, to be honest, there's the usual partisan commentary. It's interesting that Mr. Crosby's fundraiser of a couple of weeks ago didn't raise any comments from these same individuals. So, I mean, the facts of the case are we have an element out on social media who are just looking to find something wrong with somebody and capitalize on it.
I have to say that in October it was a bit of a different situation, though, because of the lighter caseloads of COVID-19, and really we're bearing down on the possibility of lockdown restrictions for the holiday season. Do you see anything about this that may be reflective of poor leadership?
I think the hindsight is always 20/20. The facts of the case are I wouldn't like this event to reflect badly on Ballyhaly. They are a stellar venue. They followed scrupulously the public health guidelines, and it would be really unfortunate if there was any backlash at them. I think that really would be my biggest regret about this.
And, I mean, 23 people in a space that holds over 200 people. You say all protocols were followed. Why should the public believe you when you say that?
Well, I mean, the facts of the case are that was monitored by the management at Ballyhaley. We were on their turf, subject to their requirements, and they were very keen to make sure that, you know, the little spots there at the bar, like a lot of restaurants and bars have. So they were very keen to make sure that the protocols were followed and did so.
And, I mean, you did mention that, yes, it's been a really difficult year on the hospitality industry, and you chose this particular entity to sort of prop up with this organizer. Why? Why Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador?
Well, I mean, they are members of Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador. For a St. John's or a town venue, it was a facility I had some familiarity with from pre-COVID days, and they gave us a good deal.
And Minister John Hagee, I mean, this is for the Gander District, so why not put that potential business in your own district?
Oh, that's part of the ongoing schedule for fundraising as public health and COVID measures allow. Quite frankly, a lot of rural MHAs do fundraisers in town as well as in their own district, as well as, you know, the usual breakfast. Now, we've moderated that and really curtailed a lot of that because of COVID concerns. But these venues and this opportunity arose, and it was a way of saying thank you to the supporters who support Gander District, but actually are based in town as well.
Could it have been done remotely or virtually, though?
There was some discussion about enlarging it and doing that virtually, but given the fact the venue, as you point out, was able under COVID to hold three times or more the number of people who are actually there and still maintain public health protocols, it seemed like a win-win for ourselves as well as the venue.
Health Minister John Hagee, thank you for making time for the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
You're more than welcome, Geraldine. You have a good day.